Sometimes married life can pack one painful blow after another, and some partners crack under the pressure, but others decide to double down and rebuild back up together. So what sets those couples apart? All week we've been asking marriage experts, what happens when? And today we shift that question to the topic of marriage repair and recovery. What happens when you decide to stay married? You decide to stay in. Studio 5 contributor Dr. Liz Hale has counseled hundreds of couples over the years who have made that kind of commitment. She knows the work. She also knows the reward. Hi, Lizzie.
Yes, hello.
Couples often come to you on the brink.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Actually, one couple this past summer, they actually came in, and it's really their last-ditch effort marriage therapy oftentimes for these couples. And so I've got like one Hail Mary in me, right? They give me one chance. And they even had divvied up, already decided how to divvy up the furniture and the pets, right? So stopping short of divorce, some have already filed when they come in, but many people are at that crossroads.
And you say often couples really only see two options, but in fact, there's three.
That's right. So it's either stay miserably married or divorce or hold on tight, dig deep, and create the marriage that they really want to have.
So it's not just miserably married or divorce. There is that dig deep option.
Of course. And there's a lot of couples that are very successful. Yeah. It's very good news.
Well, you aren't sugarcoating this. It's hard work. Yeah. You have identified four things that can happen, four things that can help if a couple decides to dig in. Yeah. First, you might really need some space.
That's very true. And these suggestions are for my couples. This is what I've learned from them. I'll always remember the couple, Brooke, who came in with their fourth baby. I mean, I kid you not, I think that baby came right from the delivery room. And it was just heartbreaking because she was at her wit's end, the mother. There was so many lies and deceit from the father because he was in pain too and had, you know, various reasons for doing what he did. But several months later, she finally called it. She goes, I need you to leave. I need you to pack your bags and leave, go to your parents. And the best thing about that is actually it was a wake-up call for him. And it was just shortly thereafter he showed back up to his wife, very humble, and just laid everything out on the table. All the lies, all the deceit, revealed everything. And for the first time, he really felt that great empathy from her. His vulnerability made her feel more empathic, almost like a Christ-like empathy is how he says it. It was just so touching. We really have the power to help heal each other or hurt each other.
So I think there might be the conception or the perception rather that space is a step in the wrong direction. Like moving out is a step in the opposite of where we want to go. But you say that can bring clarity.
I think it must at times. And there's even such a thing called controlled separation where it's really for hitting pause so that a couple can come back together.
When you decide to stay in, you'll be forced to unveil blind spots.
Oh gosh, yeah, we have blind spots. And those, you know, I really have such hope and encouragement, Brooke, when I see two partners in front of me who are willing to look in the mirror, right? Like a couple that has been married almost 50 years, and I've seen them periodically throughout their marriage, maybe the last 10 or 15 years, and bless them. You know, recently they were playing, they had a game morning with their family during the holidays, and he said something to his wife, and she got up from the table, she went into the bathroom, and she put her makeup and got her hair done as she came back and played the games. I mean, did he really just tell her, please go finish yourself, right? But he really did. He did because as he looked over her, he thought that she reminded him of her brother. And that was mortifying to him. And once he realized just how painful some of these comments have been through this past decade especially, he realized, oh my gosh, you know what this is really about? I can't stand my own aging process. I can't stand to look at myself in the mirror and I just project all of that onto you. But the next time when he does, if he does slip and says, do you mind doing your hair and makeup? She's going to say, oh, I can't. That will be helpful for them. And then she has her own blind spots. She's trying to be helpful when instead she comes across controlling, like in the car, turn right, turn left, don't go so fast, slow down. So she's working on that because it's really made him feel very emasculated and controlled. So I love that they will see themselves in the mirror.
Yeah.
That's very encouraging.
You say when couples decide to stay in,
they
need to accept boredom. This surprised me a little bit.
Isn't that fun? Well, this came directly from my couple. Let me read you what they said. It's normal to be supremely bored sometimes. Bored with everything from what we're going to eat for dinner to how we're going to divvy up the bedtime routines. You can despise your marriage or your partner for a whole month or even longer and still end up really happy you stayed with it. This particular couple started marriage therapy And they canceled their divorce, I think about a month later, and they buckled up for kind of a hellish year, quite honestly. It was not easy.
Yeah.
They'd be wonderfully in love one day and hate each other the next. But they continued to work and to build, and they're the first to say that it was all worth it. Hanging in there was worth it.
30 seconds left, Liz. Finally, when you decide to stay in, you might want to lean on the early years a little bit.
This advice came from my couple who's actually divorced from each other, but they're still together. They went through some excruciatingly painful experiences together, and now they're about to remarry each other. But they said, you know, we're grateful to have stayed committed to working on a relationship, and the result has been a magical growth. We forgot why we fell in love, and now we've got this depth and maturity beyond what we knew was possible. We're grateful to have rediscovered each other.
But bottom line, it is that possible lovely. For couples who do want to work.
Oh gosh, it's so hopeful. The only time I don't have hope is when both people have really thrown in the towel.
Okay, but one can make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Liz, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing those stories as well.